This coming week is Asarah B'Tevis. Albeit we're in the Chanukah mode, but Asarah B'Tevis is coming up actually on Friday, and so we'll discuss a little bit some Inyani Tainus. We know on Asarah B'Tevis is the day on which the Babylonians laid siege to Yerushalayim. We know there are four fast days that we observe corresponding to the Churban HaBayis, the destruction of the temple. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, quotes from the Pasuk, Som HaRevi, Komar Hashem Tzvakos, Som HaRevi, the fast of the fourth month, Yud Zayin Tammuz, Som HaChamishi, the fast of the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, Som HaShevi, the fast of the seventh month, Som Gedalia, V'Som HaSiri, Asarah B'Tevis, Yeh L'Beis Yehuda L'Sasson U'Simcha, will be for the house of Yehuda L'Sasson U'Simcha, for joy and for happiness. So the Gemara points out an apparent contradiction. In the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, Kari Luhu Som, it calls it a Som, a fast day. And the end of the Pasuk, Karelu Sason V'Simcha, joy and happiness. So which one is it? So Amar Papa, the Gemara tells us three levels. Haki Kamar. Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, Yehla Sason V'Simcha. When the Beis HaMikdash is up, we're in Shalom, then it's a time of Yantif, time of joy. Yesh Gzeres Malchus Som. If we're living under religious persecution, then it's a fast day. Ein Zeres HaMalchus V'Ein Shalom, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. But there is no religious persecution. So Ratzu Mis'anin, Ratzu Einu Mis'anim. So the Gemara, from at least Midin HaGemara, one has an option to fast. And that's in the context of the Gemara. Gemara explains why the Mishnah left out, why we don't need messengers for Tammuz and Tevis. But we see from this Gemara, about four fast days and the different times it was a time of fasting and sadness, other times it was a day of happiness. And now we're in the middle ground, no religious persecution, but no Beis HaMikdash, so it's an optional fast. The minig is, that's not optional for us anymore, the minig is we do it. But Midin HaGemara, it was optional. Kind of like the discussion how you learn this Gemara and how you learn the issue by Ma'ariv, the Ramah and the Machaber, but with the same thing we have by Ma'ariv, that the Gemara concludes, Tzvilas Arvitz Rishus. However, the famous Bahag, Meshach Kvakshavi Lakachova, now we've accepted upon ourselves as mandatory whether it takes on, the Chefza takes on the same status of the other Tzvila. Is that what I have to do? It's the same as Shachar Samincha? No. I'm forced to volunteer. I'm voluntold, but I have to volunteer. But strictly speaking, it's only optional. But either way, that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. But we know the four fast days are L'Zecher the Churban HaBayis, the destruction of the temple. So there's this interesting halacha regarding Asarah B'Tevis. Asarah B'Tevis, the Beis Yosef in Siman Tufkaf Nun Mishem HaAvidram. The Avidram writes as follows: Shasara B'Tevis Hu Mishuna Mishtar Tanios. Asara B'Tevis has something unique about it that the other fast days do not have. He says something that you can't prove against because it's not provable since it can't happen the way we have our calendar. She'im ha'yachol b'Shabbos, that if Asarah B'Tevis fell out on Shabbos, v'ha'yachol l'choso l'yom achia, will you not be permitted to push it off another day? In other words, you'd have to, if it came out on Shabbos, Asarah B'Tevis, you'd have to fast on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to push it off to Sunday. Why does the Avidrum say that? B'nei she'nam rabok, and it says the Pasuk in Yechezkel, be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, Kamo b'yom ha'kippur. Just like on Yom HaKippur, we have b'yetzem ha'yom hazeh. And we know that Lach is by Yom Kippur. They compare Yom Kippur with Asara B'Tevis. And Yom Kippur, we know, is the only fast day, as I think we have it this coming year, I think we had it this past year, that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. All the other fast days, even Tisha B'Av, we push it off until Sunday. Yud Zayin Tam is Sunday. But Yom Kippur, we know, because Yom Kippur is biblical, and these fast days are only, at best, they may be different Kabbalah from the words of the prophets. Today, they're probably only Midraban and on Minhagim. So therefore, we know Yom Kippur is the rise of that beat today. It's a whole separate discussion on Tisha B'Av. There's a whole Minchas Chinuch asking why shouldn't we fast on Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? Because Oneg is only, the mitzvah to eat is based on Oneg Shabbos, perhaps. And therefore, that's only from Yeshaya. And the fast days mean Divrei Kabbalah, so maybe you should fast. Either way, the bottom line is, for many answers, but we don't fast on Tisha B'Av, we wait until Sunday. So the question is, why? So the Avodah says, based on the Pasuk, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. How did he know? How did David Drum know this? Like, where's his source? Like, how does he know that it's different than the other fast days? So they point out that there's an interesting, in fact, it's so amazing that they say over B'Shem of Soloveitchik, he thought it was a mistake in David Drum. David Drum couldn't mean. It could mean that you fast on Shabbos of Asara B'Tevis. He felt it was a mistake. However, the Or Sameach, others, and the way we assume, or many take the Avodah at face value, but the Rav didn't think it was true. Maybe it was a mistake, a typo error, but the Lamaisa, we can't prove against the Avodah. The only thing we do have on the Avodah sign is that we do fast on Friday. But that's not the same as fasting on Shabbos. But this year it is on Friday. Usually we don't fast on Friday. We push it off. We push it up until Thursday, like Tainus Esther. So the fact that we fast on Friday, at least based on the Etzem Hayom, is that we don't push it off. But still, why? Why is it, assuming that Avodah is correct, why is it? Why was it set up that way, that even Asara B'Tevis has the unique status that you fast on Shabbos? So it's an interesting Chasam Sofer, and it's brought down. I'm quoting from the Sefer Imre Baruch. That's a good friend of mine, Rav Baruch Simon, one of the Roshi Yeshiva at Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan Yeshiva University. So he quotes in the Sefer on Chumash Imre Baruch. He quotes from a Chasam Sofer, which he says Muva B'Sidur Chasam Sofer. You find it in the Siddur of the Chasam Sofer, Beperusha with Srichos Rasar B'Tevis, in his explanation of Srichos and Rasar B'Tevis. He explains, perhaps, what's pshat in the Avodah. Why is it? Why would it be in theory? It can't happen today, the way we have our calendar set up, but why would it be if it did happen on Shabbos, we would fast? So he writes as follows to Chasam Sofer. The year when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and our tradition is on Tisha B'Av it was destroyed. In other words, when was it decided during the year that on Tisha B'Av the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed? It was decided a couple months earlier on Asara B'Tevis. The Chasam Sofer claims that it wasn't limited to the year of the Churban Habayis, to the destruction of the temple, but this is true every year. Every year, when the Beis HaMikdash is or not destroyed, it's to be determined on Asara B'Tevis. Our opportunity is on Asara B'Tevis. B'yadua dal sara sha'avra. So the Chasam Sofer says like this. So every year he's saying, so this coming year as well, when it comes to Asara B'Tevis, this now it's the time will be decided in the future. This coming year on Tisha B'Av, will the Beis HaMikdash remain destroyed? Because as the Gemara tells us, in every generation when the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's like we destroyed it. So when we daven this Asara B'Teves, it will be determined now whether this coming year the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt or not. So that's what the Chasam Sofer writes. And he writes another point. He says, and we know the Yadua Dal Tsara Sha'avra on something that happened in the past. Kamo Yom Shemespo Aviv Imo. A yortzeit, ein misanim b'Shabbos. We know on a yortzeit, you don't fast on Shabbos. Fast on a yortzeit, well, that itself is a discussion. The psak and the Shulchan Aruch, then the straight minhag is that it says when on a time of a yortzeit, it's a mazel ra, it's a time to fast. However, among some Hasidim, the minhag developed that you have a tikkun. It's always mixed emotions on a yortzeit. You have so many good memories. You learn from the nifter. So they learn, like we have, like the whole discussion on Lag BaOmer, if it's the death of Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai, why are we celebrating a yortzeit? So the minhag among some Hasidim are to have a suda, have a tikkun on the day of the yortzeit. Some places have a minhag to have a breakfast you have. And it's interesting, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, obviously this isn't the way the Hasidim say it, but Rabbi Akiva Kamenetsky says about the Hasidish minhag, it says it's not the way it started. It started off, we all know there's a custom on Erev Pesach that we know there's a minhag for the firstborns, the Bechor, to fast. So the Alam Minig is that you make a Siyam, you finish a certain part of learning, and then you join in the Simcha, and then they get to eat. So Rabbi Yaakov claims that's what originally happened. At a yortzeit, someone made a Siyam, and after they made the Siyam, then they had a Suda. But today what happened was they dropped the Siyam, and they just left the Tikkun, and they left the breakfast. So either way, whether your minhag is to fast or feast, the simple pshat is one is supposed to fast on a yortzeit. So, aim is on him. However, if you're fasting, if your minhag is to eat on a yortzeit, then Shabbos won't be an issue. But if your minhag is to fast on a yortzeit, and your yortzeit falls out on Shabbos, that's the anniversary of the death of yortzeit, so then the halacha is you did not fast on Shabbos. Aim is on him with Shabbos. So either you don't fast, you fast on Sunday, whatever the minhagim are. Just like on Tisha B'Av, we said, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. So too, a yortzeit, you don't fast on Shabbos. Aval, the Chasam Sofer tells us, Tainis Chalom Mutter L'Sanos. But we know a Tainis Chalom, if you have a terrible, what the definition of what a terrible dream is, that's not for now. But if you have we could get into different dreams. It's what we're reading about in the parashas. But a tainis chalom is a certain dream you have, a very terrible dream, and you're shooken up, and you wake up, and you want to fast. So even on Shabbos or Yontiv, mutter l'sanos. That's the whole discussion, but let's assume the Chasam Sofer is writing, it's mutter l'sanos even on Shabbos. Why? So he writes, Tibishvio oneg sheyesh lo shemavatel Sara Sida Lavo Lav Lo Mu'unahu. So therefore he wants to say like this, he says, why is it on a yortzeit you don't fast on Shabbos, or Tisha B'Av you don't fast on Shabbos? Because he says, anytime you're fasting on something that already happened, your loved one passed away, or the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so that's not Docha Shabbos. But something, if you're concerned about something that's going to happen in the future, so then even on Shabbos, you're allowed to fast. And that's why, what's his right? Tainas Chalom, you had a terrible dream, you're shooken up by it. And therefore, you can't go on. You want to know, you had a message, what's the message of the dream? What's going on? I'm worried about something that's going to happen to me tomorrow, next week, next year. So a Tainas Chalom has to do with something which is a sara on something that might happen in the future, so then you're allowed to fast. And that's what he writes here about Tainas. We're not fasting on the past, on what happened on the Babylonian siege. ועונג הוא על כן על ידו חשבת, והיינו שמכיוון שעשור בטבת דנם למעלה, that he's saying every year on Asar B'Tevis we're determining will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt or not. Hareza Titus al Sara Hasid Lavo. That's a fast that is something on the future, and therefore one is permitted to fast on Shabbos. That's what the Nechasim Sofer wants to explain to Avidrum a little further. Where is this concept fasting on Shabbos? Are you kidding me? He says we already find fasting on Shabbos with the Titus Chalom. So we see the Yisod is something on a Sarah that happened in the past, so then you don't fast on it. But something that's going to happen, or hopefully won't happen, but something that potentially could happen in the future to prevent a possible tragedy or Sarah, that even on Shabbos you could fast, hence the Tainis Chalom you could fast, and so too on Sarah B'Tavis. And with this, where Shlomo Fisher it takes it a step further. He writes in another, we know that other fast days, things happen to it historically even before. Even though we're fasting now, Zechu Churban, corresponding to the destruction of the temple, but things happen before on those days. For instance, Yud Zayim Mitamazu Yom Cheita Ego. The 17th of Tammuz historically is the day the sin of the golden calf. V'tisha b'av hu yom cheda meraglim. Even before Churban Habayis, we had the sin of meraglim. However, he writes, Amna lo mavur ma'ira v'asora b'tevis. What happened in the past on Asora b'tevis that set the stone? Like we have different stones because these things happen. So already it was set already as things that have bad mazel, bad day. Do we know of any, we don't have any record of something brought down regarding Asara B'Tavis. What happened historically that it made it a day which is for Sara and for fasting? So you want to suggest B'Derech Efshar, the Beis Yishai, the Rav Fisher, Sheyesh Lomar, Ki Mechiras Yosef Ira B'Yom Hazeh. He wants to claim the terrible sin of the brothers selling Yosef, that's what happened on Asara B'Tavis. We just read about it, that the brothers selling Yosef in Parshas Vayeshev. V'inei Mechiras Yosef lo perish v'eze yomayu. We have no explicit source what day selling Yosef happened. And he writes, I don't know for sure, he says, but perhaps it's Asara B'Tavis. Even though I don't have a raya l'zavar, zecha l'davar. Why? What's the zecha? What's a little hint? Ki b'chodesh teves mazel gedi. This month, the month of teves, has the mazel of the gedi, the goat. That's, every month has a certain mazel. So this is the mazel of the gedi. And what is? How does the gedi, how does the goat tell me anything about Mechiras Yosef? Because the pasuk says, Vayishchatu Se'arizim. They slaughtered the Se'arizim. Uvukamosha Be'erno is Divrei HaGemara. Avon Gedi, as the Gemara in Shabbos Peches Amabez explained. So we see that at least there's a Zechel Adavar that Mechiras Yosef happened on Asara B'Tavis. And that's always, we use, even though this year we're reading it before Parshas Vayechi, but we usually read it before in the Parsha, Parsha's Vayigash, because Vayigash shows Avas Yisrael. Yosef getting together with the brothers, reuniting, as Orach Chaim HaKodesh writes, Yosef twice telling his brothers, Ani Yosef, or I am Yosef, and the second time he added, I am your brother, to show how he forgave them, and it was Yad Hashem, it was God's plan, and I'm not going to hold a grudge, I want to bring back the family together. And therefore, that's what happened. Why is Asara B'Tavis a time, became a day of sadness and fasting? Because it's a day of Mechiras Yosef. So we see, that's what the Avidrum says. But it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, he wants to claim that you fast even on Shabbos. Even though we do fast on Friday. Just to point out, to conclude, that the Minchas Chinuch disagrees with the Avidrum. How do I know? Based on a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush is, we'll go into more another time, but its Chiddush is, the Navi never gave us a day. It's always the month. The month, Som Aravi, the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, the tenth month. They never gave us a specific day. In fact, that's why we see in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, what day it is. In the different fast days, it wasn't clear what day of the month it was, because really the whole month it was supposed to be. The rabbis came along, and they gave it a specific day. That's how the Minchas Chinuch answers why we don't fast on Shabbos, because even if you hold Tisha B'Av is Divrei Kabbalah, but that's only the month. The specific day it doesn't have to be on, but only Shabbos is. So we see from the Minchas Chinuch, he clearly doesn't hold from the Avidrum rites, but Etzem Yom HaZeh, referring to Asara B'Tevas, you dafka have to fast on the 10th day, because that you can't change it like Yom Kippur. Apparently, the Minchas Chinuch does not learn with that, because he claims there was no specific day. It was the whole month, and obviously the Rav didn't go for it either. But we have the Chasum Sofer, who explains, anyway, Al Pi Lamdis, why Asara B'Tevas is different than all the other fast days. All the other fast days, we are observing things from the past, but on Asara B'Tevas, this coming year, Asara B'Tevas, we have to be mispalel that this should be the year that this Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and it should remain Bechorbano.